Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
My mother complains when I go for a long period of time without calling her. Says when I call her, it makes her sleep better. But I get busy and I forget. That's not uncommon, I suppose, when our parents no longer play the integral roles in our lives they once did. I was at Point Clear, Alabama recently, speaking to a group of South Central Bell executives. At dinner, some of us were swapping stories about the Bear, Alabama's late great football coach, Bear Bryant. A gentleman who handles the advertising account for South Central Bell was recalling when Bryant was hired to do commercials for his South Central Bell account. He said what he was supposed to say at the end of the commercial was, "Call your mama," as only he could say it. But we were shooting the spot, and he just ad-libbed a line. He said, "Call your mama. I wish I could call mine." Well, we never would have asked him to do something like that, but it worked out perfectly. Then one of the Bell executives carried the story further. He said, soon after the commercial began airing, my secretary came in and said there was a customer on the line that just had to talk to me. Well, I was pretty busy, but I figured if she was that persistent, I would talk to her. So I got her on the phone, and when I said hello, she said, "Are you the one responsible for the Bear Bryant commercial on television?" I sort of wanted to ask her how she liked it before I took responsibility for it, but I said, "Was there a problem?" And she said, "Oh, no, no, gracious, no. I just wanted to tell you a story. My husband and I were sitting watching television the other night, and we saw the commercial for the first time. We were very moved when Coach Bryant said, 'Call your mama. I wish I could call mine.' Well, I got right up, and I called my mom. We chatted for a few minutes. I forget to call her sometimes when she gets worried about me, but we talked. My husband's mother is still alive, too, and I asked him why didn't he call his mother. So he did. He went straight to the phone and he called her. They must have talked 45 minutes. I've never known him to stay on the phone with anybody 45 minutes, much less his mother. They talked about the old times, and then he told her how much he loved her. Well, the phone executive said, I said to the woman that her story was really interesting and heartwarming, and I appreciated her passing it on, but she said, "No, no, you haven't heard the story yet." Less than an hour after my husband hung up from talking to his mother, she died. We never would have had that conversation with his mother if it hadn't been for that Bear Bryant commercial. Well, the other guests at the table sat quietly when the man finished the story. Finally, a woman said, "God, that makes me want to get right up and call my mom." Made me feel the same way. It was late when dinner was over, so I had to wait until the next day to do anything about it. We had a nice talk. I don't have to hit you over the head with this message here, do I?